Well, good morning. It's 12:38 degrees in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's Morning News. Tyler Gum, Jay Redfern, Cameron Line. Well, earlier this week, we've told you that the local VFW Post 2257, they received a pretty sizable gift from the city of Galesburg. And here to talk about the donation and the organization, Post Commander Bob Horton, along with Terry Bruns. Bob, Terry, first of all, thank you for your service. Thanks for coming in.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it.
Well, our pleasure.
I'd like to turn things over to Jay because my questions are usually not as hard hitting as his are.
we're going to test you guys today.
Okay.
Well, I guess for those that don't know, the VFW post is located at 1001 Michigan Avenue here in Galesburg. Some may remember it, as we talked about a little bit off there, as the former Nellie Swanson School. So, Bob, why don't you tell us how this $20,000 gift happened from the city and what will it be used for?
Well, I learned that the city was giving out small grants to different organizations, and I think United Way was one of them, and well, there were several, and I learned about that. So I inquired with the city, and they gave me an application to fill out, and I did, and I waited for an answer and didn't hear anything, and finally I got a hold of the city manager, and he told me, well, we had asked for a bit more than what they were giving out at the time, so he said that they would try to do something for us at a later date, and lo and behold, Mr. Hansen got a hold of me and said, we're going to be able to do something. He said, I want to talk to the council, and he did, and came back to me again, and he said, I think we'll do it around Veterans Day.
Okay.
And I had asked the city for $10,000. And I think they were handing out $2,000 and $3,000 at the time to other organizations. And since we had such a large project going on, that's why I asked for the 10. And then he called me one day and he said, it's going to happen. And he said, not on Veterans Day, but maybe a week later, he said, talk to council, they've approved it. And God, I was so happy to hear that. But
and then it was a little more than what you asked for, right?
Then it was more than what we asked for. He said, I can't do 10,000. He said, what would you think about 20? And I said, I'd love it.
Yeah.
I would love it, and so would all the members. Help us go a long ways on our project, and very thankful for the council and the city manager and the whole city administration really pitched in. And
is that one of the larger gifts that you've received?
It's one of the larger gifts. We had received a large gift from the Knox County Mental Health Board because so many of our members have mental health issues because all of our members are required to have served in a war.
Okay.
And We enjoy having any veteran show up at the VFW, and we'll try to help any veteran we can, but our members have to have served in a foreign war, and of course with the war comes post-traumatic stress syndrome, suicides. Some just don't want to talk about it at all, won't talk about it with doctors or family or anybody else, so That's a lot what happens at our post is most guys come out for camaraderie.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's kind of the purpose or the mission of the VFW?
Our purpose is to welcome all veterans, give them a place to come and blow off steam, if you will. Talk about things that, like I said, they wouldn't talk to a doctor about or their family about. But they'll talk to other veterans that have been there and done that, share the same problems. And so we're trying to make a comfortable place for them to come and do that. And then at the same time, any that needs help, we try to steer them in the right direction of where to go and how to obtain the help. So that's kind of our mission right now, is to help any and all veterans that we can. If they want to join our organization, fine. If they don't, that's fine well.
We're talking to Bob Horton and Terry Bruns with the VFW Post 2257. For both of you, can you kind of talk about your service time, you know, where you served, what branch?
I was in the Army. I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana, Fort Hood, Texas, and then went to Vietnam.
Okay.
And that's where I spent the remainder of my time and came home and kind of got an unwelcoming sight.
I was going to say, what was the reception like?
At the time, there was a lot of protesting going on and, you know, you're hearing things like baby killers and warmongers, and I was kind of thinking I was coming home.
I was
going
to say,
arms.
It's kind of hard to believe now looking back on that, that just, you know, you guys, you know, served the country and, you know, it wasn't your decision to start this war and you were just protecting our country. And it's just kind of hard to believe that was the reception.
Well, there were a lot of people at that time didn't believe in war.
Yeah.
And a lot of us went to war, whether we believed in it or not.
Right.
And so it was kind of the opposite of the reception that I expected to get. But that all leads or helps keep the PTSD afloat.
Yeah.
You remember those things, and it's just hard to get that out of your mind. And plus what you've seen and been involved in while you're in Vietnam. It just wasn't a pleasant surrounding or experience.
Yeah. How about you, Terry?
When I was getting out, when I was getting out of high school, I and a friend knew we were going to get drafted. There was no doubt about it at the time. So him and I went down to the Marine Corps recruiter, and we enlisted. They had a two-year enlistment, and we signed up for 2 years. And, of course, that meant we were instantly going to Vietnam with 2 years, so we went to Vietnam, and like we were talking on my way home, flying in, they advised us, we were in our uniforms, they advised us to get into civilian clothes, because if you didn't want any problems when you landed, you better change clothes or whatever it is. So, and the guy I joined on the buddy plan with, he got killed over there, so it was kind of sad. But
yeah. When did you both join the VFW?
I joined the VFW 5 years ago.
Okay.
No, yeah, around 5 years ago.
Well, I'm not even sure. I'm guessing 20, 15 to 20, maybe. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure when I started. I was driving by one day, and they were working on a fence outside, and that was my side job, doing fence, and I stopped to help, and the rest is history.
You went to a meeting, now you're a member.
Member.
why is it important for both of you to be members?
My main goal is that I want all of our members to reach out to the veterans that are just kind of unsure what they should do or where they should go or how to obtain help. And I want them to get the benefits that they've earned. And that's part of what we try to guide them through the process. And it just kind of carries on from my old job. I just want to help people.
Right. And as we were talking off air, Bob, you were a former police officer, and Terry,
yes,
you're a former firefighter. So you continued to serve after coming back from the war.
Yes.
Yeah. Our VFW membership's down a little bit, and we don't want to see that go. I'm sure you're all aware, many years ago, and a few of the World War I vets all died off. Now we got World War II vets that are like probably around 100.
Right.
And our Korean vets are in the 90, and as Vietnam veterans now, we're pushing the upper 70s or wherever it is. And we'd like the word to get out that we could sure use some young blood. They say and tell you the VFW needs families in there to do family organizations, get the kids in and stuff, and make it more of a family deal. And we just love to get some young people. It was like me. I didn't go in until I was older, raised my kids, and then I decided to do it. And that's part of the problem. We know families are busy and stuff like that.
Do we know how many members that you have?
We had, I just We just signed up 4 new members, and I think we're now at 137.
For people that have not been to the VFW, what are some of the services or activities that you have?
Oh, we have bingo every week out there, every Saturday at 12:30. We also offer the building to different clubs. We have a coin club that comes in. We have a gun club that comes in. We have a group that comes in, and two different groups comes in, and one of them play pitch, and one of them plays, it's a game I never heard of, but they're not gambling anyway, but yeah. They're out there, and, you know, we occasionally will host a place for a celebration of life or birthday parties, that kind of thing, so we're trying to reach out and get involved more with the kids today. It's like Terry said, we're having a tough time getting some of the younger vets to come out, but we also understand they're raising families, they're working, and they just don't have the time. When they get their family raised or when they retire, that's probably when we'll see most of them. We've got a few young ones now, but when they don't get out there as much as the rest of us do, and so
we've been working on trying to make the building better, more pleasing. We've been working on this for a lot of years, just trying to. We want people to come out, you know, and do their things there and stuff like that. So we're trying to make it all better if we can. It's an old school. So
yeah, talk about
it was
that.
A lot
I think
you
of
said,
work. Bob, we were talking 1988 is when?
1988, we bought the building from the school board. And, of course, everything in it was still original from when it was built in 1956. So it needed a lot of updating. And we've put in things like LED lights. We've put a new epoxy floor down throughout the building. Just recently done some heat and air conditioning, some new double-pane doors instead of single-pane that we have throughout the building, and finished our roof, and kind of had an interesting situation. Two girls from Knoxville High School decided they wanted to help us, and they took on their own project of making caramels and selling them. And with the proceeds from that, they donated to us, allowed us to put a fence up around our memorial out there. And
A lot of caramels.
Yeah. We're talking to Bob Horton and Terry Bruns with the VFW Post 2257. So you also have kind of a museum and some nice artifacts. Can you kind of tell what the collection is like out there?
I'll let Terry talk about the museum. He's more familiar with it than I.
We even have two Confederate uniforms in there that are quite important to us. We one thing always catches my thing. I used to work at Lawn Boy, out here, and we have a outboard motor there that was made in Galesburg to run really quiet. So in Vietnam, in case they had to sneak around and everything like that, and I talked to the guys who built it and everything, it was just kind of neat. It looks heavy, but I've never picked it up. It said it's a one-man carry. I don't like to see the guy was doing it.
Yeah.
And we just got things in there that just people don't realize what we got. I don't know.
I understand. But, are there things from Stockdale in there?
Stockdale Museum is what the name of it is. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of his history and his time as a POW.
Right.
And so our museum actually covers from the Civil War up to the present time.
Yep. And the Stockdale family was really nice. We've got a lot of things from the Stockdale family there. And, if you're...
What are some examples of maybe some of the Stockdale items?
Well, we got the... statue, what do I want to say, statue of Stockdale himself. We got a raising the flag at Iwo Jima. I don't know how he was presented this, and he'd given to somebody, and somebody didn't think it was that important, so they took it away and they gave it to us. There was only like a, I want to say a dozen of these Iwo Jima things that they were given, that he was given to. So we ended up, we got one of those. Somebody drew some pictures of when he was in prisoner of war camp, the torture stuff and everything. And we've got so many different pictures and stuff there that are different things that he, and his, I'm drawing a blank, his cousin. I'm drawing a blank, but he won the Medal of Honor also. They're both from around Abingdon. So we got two, which is pretty weird, two guys from near Abingdon right here that both won the Medal of Honor. I'm drawing a blank on the name. But
yeah. Okay, finally we're wrapping up here. Tell us again how people can either join or help out the VFW, and can they come and check out the museum?
The public is invited to come and just look at the building if they want, or they can come in. We'll give them a tour through the museum. There's no charge. Like I say, if somebody's interested in joining, we're more than happy to have them. We can tell them some of the activities that we partake in. Excuse me. But if they just want to come in and look around, that's fine. Just this week, we had an elderly gentleman that walked in. He said he's from Oneida. Came in, he said, I've seen this place, but I've never been in here.
Yeah.
He came in, just wanted to tour it and look around, and so we were happy to have him, and Terry took him in.
There's someone there kind of every day? Just
we have somebody there up until noon every day, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays, well, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, there's somebody there all day.
Okay.
So
a lot of times I'll be there in the afternoon. I like to get some work done when nobody's there. So they can come by and see me there. They're welcome to come in. We love to have people in the museum. I'm not the best museum tourist, but when we put that together, we put cards on everything. So somebody, you can almost self-tour yourself if you want to or something. But we love to have people come in.
One of the things I forgot to mention that we do out there is we support the VFW National Children's Home. Okay. It's in Minnesota.
Michigan.
We just made a donation to the Illinois Veterans Home down in Quincy. And so if there's a veteran that is in need, and he can come to us, and we've got a fund to try to help him a little bit, and we've got resources we can send him to as well.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep. So,
well, gentlemen, we are out of time. So I really appreciate you guys coming in and letting us know more about the VFW. And again, you know, when is your next meeting?
Our next meeting will be the
second Wednesday, whatever that is.
Second Wednesday of December, which I think is somewhere around,
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, it's going to be the 11th. So coming up on December 11th. So there you go.
We meet the second Wednesday every month, and in between times, we'll have board meetings. But
yeah,
so
very good. Well, gentlemen, again, thank you for your service, and thank you for coming in, letting us know more about it.